The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Black Busters.
Wagwan, brethren. What's cracking, family? Yeah. What's good, man? Man, we back, bro. Welcome to Black Busters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
I'm your host, Big Ja. Mm-hmm. Along with my co-host.
Yeah, man. Winstone.
Winstone?
Winstone.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Winstone.
Winstone, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Hilarious, man. Hilarious.
Winstone.
Man, we got the Jamaican accents right now because we are doing How Stella Got to a Groove Back.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Man. Starring Angela Bassett.
Man.
Angela Bassett.
I've got some takes. I have some takes about Angela
Bassett.
Do you?
Hold on. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on.
The good kind.
Okay, man. The All right, cool. Kind. That's the case.
The good kind.
I'm with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Writers, Terry McMillan,
mm-hmm.
Ron Bass,
yep.
or Bass, and directed by Kevin Rodney Sullivan.
Okay.
All right, this is a movie starring Angela Bassett, Taye Diggs, I think his debut.
This might be his debut.
I'm sure he's done some acting before this, but this is his biggest project up to this date, to my knowledge.
It's my favorite version of Taye Diggs.
Man. That's, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, this is his debut.
His debut, and
1998. This is the top of his filmography.
Because he was doing theater, and then he got pulled out of theater to do this.
Yeah.
According to the story that I think I remember.
Look at this run. 1998, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. 99, The Wood. Also in 99, The Best Man. Yeah.
He was a man.
Yeah.
Taye Diggs was, and before Taye Diggs, it was Omar Epps.
Yes.
And Morris was all through there, of course,
mm-hmm.
but he jumped in there and he was in there with the Taye Diggs. I mean, the Omar Epps's, the Morris Chestnuts. Then he got the Taye Diggs. You got a little older when the Wesley Snipes and the Denzels.
Taye Diggs is a different kind of sexy. Pause.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like he's a different kind of attractive leading man.
Right.
Like if you look at our leading men, our sex symbol kind of leading men.
Mm-hmm.
You have like Denzel, right? And Denzel's handsome and he's got a class to him.
Right.
Like Shamar Moore is the light skin one off the shelf.
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut has been our kind of like standard, muscular kind of brawn.
Yeah.
And Taye Diggs is our like version A is Taye Diggs, version B is Lorenz Tate.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, like they're not brawny men.
Yeah. They're
not big men.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, but they've got a look to them, an appeal, if you will.
And I think you're going to have the super 5'2", 5'3" female to be
up
under them. You know, but he played the hell out of Winston Shakespeare,
man,
bro.
Man.
Nah, he did his thing. And, he did his thing.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I think Angela Bassett as Stella is the most stunning a black woman has looked in a movie. She looked incredible in this movie. She was gorgeous in this movie from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, has anybody ever, from end to end, looked as stunning as Angela Bassett looks in this movie. Halle Berry looks good in Boomerang, mm-hmm. but she does kind of glow up, right? Like yeah, yeah, like yeah. early Angela, you know what I mean? She by the time we get to the end, like she's flying. You know, I fuck with my girl Brenda from Cooley High. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
Brenda.
Yeah, I fuck with Brenda.
Brenda get her buns up, yeah, bro. Brenda get her buns up.
Angela Bassett, I don't know if I've ever seen a black woman look as stunning throughout a movie
I'm not trying to find someone to counter that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if there is one.
Right.
Shit. She looks good.
She looks great.
I think she looks better than every woman in Boomerang.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And that's saying a lot because Boomerang was full of beautiful yes. women.
And I think as you keep going, like we could spend an hour for you going down the rabbit hole, but I think every time you find one, you're going to be like Angela Bassett.
Rivals that or if not
beats better. Like if you go Sunshine from Harlem Nights, Angela Bassett is better. Right, yeah. Like you know, like in the end, if you go even,
I would go
Sally Richardson.
I was about to say Sally Richardson,
yeah,
and Low Down.
Yeah, she looks great, but I still like the Angela Bassett's tone.
It's
her arms. It's her also face, the braids.
She did it in braids, outfits. Bro.
Yeah,
she did it in braids. Come on, bro. Man.
She was
her outfit, stunning. And also it's her grace. It's her grace that adds to the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way she acts. It's the way she talks. It's
yes.
It's everything. Her skin was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in great shape. And she's fucking 39, 40 years old in this film. Oh, my
God, man. Milfy.
She's Milfy, bro.
I'm a chocolate Milfy.
In this film, she's literally old enough to be his dad. Yeah. I mean, his mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she kept saying that. I mean, a young mom of 20, 19 mm-hmm. years old, mm-hmm. but hence his own mother in the movie.
Yes.
Was 40, a year older than her.
That was crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is crazy.
He played a 20-year-old
yeah.
Jamaican dude.
Yeah.
That was thinking about going to med school.
Yeah.
To be a doctor like his father. So Angela Bassett plays Stella Payne. Stella Payne is a top exec at a business firm.
She's a stockbroker.
Stockbroker.
Yeah. Investment banking.
Investment banking and stuff like that. A very high strong job.
Yeah.
Dealing with numbers and it's a hustle job.
And let me call something out because we talked about this last week when we did
To Play That Game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When they establish, like, I believe that Stella does this job.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time that they spend with her when she's on the floor, closing the deal, typing things up, talking about the interest rates and the history. Her poise that she has it isn't just like cookie cutter, oh, okay, she's got an executive job. They actually show her doing the job
mm-hmm.
in a way that like establishes just how like prime and premium she is. Like in other movies, they kind of do it, but it's like a quick scene. It's like, hi, I'm Black Lady. I just finished a presentation. Mm-hmm. Or hi, I'm Black Lady. Like, we're up 2%.
At the end of the at the opening scene where Morris Chestnut is finishing a conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Like you said, so they give me, and so that's supposed to kind of like get over the hump and go like, oh.
Drive home the fact that she's an exec.
But in this particular scene, they establish that she is in command, in charge, that she's capable, like she's 100% believable
and
in that role.
And to complete that game's defense, her job is part of the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Stella's job.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Shantae Smith.
Yeah.
It's not, she just works there. And mm-hmm. it's more, that's not really the plot.
Right.
Because later on in the movie of Stella, we see that her job, the conversation about her job, there's different scenes about her job that plays a role in the movie.
Yep, got it.
As to her stress and stuff like that. Yep. So I get it. That's on the end. It's not a comedy. Stella is just a romantic drama.
Yeah.
Not a rom-com.
Yeah. It's not a rom-com.
And so I think that's more important to establish.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is still it could feel a little microwave
right.
on Stella on the two completed game.
We believe in Stella right off the bat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just a very serious woman. She's very intense in a graceful way, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And she played the hell out of Stella, man. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg, who played her
yes!
best friend.
Yes!
Bruh.
Yes!
I felt like they were really, really friends in real life, bro.
I felt like this is who Whoopi Goldberg is in real life.
Yeah.
Right? Because everything else we kind of have gotten with Whoopi on film, like in Ghost, she plays like
a gypsy,
this bigger than life kind of like character, mm-hmm. right? This version of Whoopi felt like an around the way girl,
a regular chick from Chicago, or from LA or Frisco, but moved to Chicago.
Man, she was amazing in this,
and they were real friends. And I love how they slow roasted her plot.
Like, yeah,
she was sick, and she never talked about it. Mm-hmm. Even when we saw her being sick,
yeah,
she didn't talk about
she
it.
Never talked about
and it.
It
wasn't even discussed to us,
right?
And you can see how if you're on the phone with her, you would never be able to tell.
Yeah, and the writing in this movie is so strong because when they get to Jamaica, she goes like, "I got to take some ginseng or something, like something to kind of give me my energy back." You know what I mean?
The last time you've been had a checkup,
yeah,
she's about a year.
About a year, right? You know, so like
she didn't even know that.
Just that little bit of lines, like this is evidence of a strong movie. Like that little bit of line connects it, right? So when we see her sick, it isn't like you sometimes say, well, sometimes like they just have to make something happen.
So it didn't come out of nowhere.
It didn't come out of nowhere. They planted that seed that like she was feeling a little low on energy. Like, okay, this is what a great movie does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom, they've checked all the boxes. But to your point, Ja, she was incredibly likable. Their relationship was so believable. And it was just awesome. It was great to see that exchange and interaction.
The conversation they were having with the writing, I mean, the writers had to have a conversation about going down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Remember back in such and such when he left her for you? I'm like, he didn't leave me for her. He left for blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a was a hoe. They were just like, it shows these girls are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they were friends when they were little girls. Or little yep. young women.
Yeah, young women.
You know what I'm saying? They've been 25 years. Because these women were supposed to be, she was 40 years old.
Yeah, so there's been friends like 20 years.
I didn't say 25. But 20
okay, years, like in that range. Yeah.
College.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or even high school.
High school in college. High school,
yeah. So, and it reminds me of my partners. Mm-hmm. Like, I got homies who I've been friends with homies for like 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 20 plus years. So I could definitely relate to this movie. And having your lifelong friend
mm-hmm.
with you and navigating through and getting a real conversation amongst women.
Yeah.
About this young dude that she's dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not going to go scene for scene, but Stella is a woman that's a divorcee. She has a son that's about 12.
Yeah.
He's 12. 12, who's a good kid.
And
good boy.
Great kid and one of the best child actors
Come
I've
on,
seen.
Man. Come on, bro.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right. He was again, like sometimes the kid actors be clunky.
Yeah, you be like
it's not really
Come on.
He played his role fantastically
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Like
he expressed that he was jealous of the relationship. Who was this? He looked young and
mm-hmm.
didn't like him. But as soon as he jumped into that water,
yeah,
Marco Polo, he kind of like a kid.
Yep,
he turned into a kid. And now yep. he likes it. He's a playmate.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so Stella is this exec at this basically Wall Street. Almost not Wall Street, because this is San Francisco.
She's in San Francisco. She's an investment banker.
Investment banker.
Yeah.
And she decides to take this trip to Jamaica to unwind. She has mm-hmm. 2 weeks while her son is going on vacation,
mm-hmm.
summer break or summer vacation, whatever, with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so he leaves, and dad, even the son is like, "Mom, have some fun."
Yeah.
It shows her that she's a very intense person.
Yes,
that she doesn't even she's not as stuck up as her other sister.
Right.
She has two sisters.
Right. Right.
And that was a good job.
That's
in
fantastic.
The opening of the film.
Mm-hmm.
This scene kind of we can talk about how Stella is. Just by this conversation with her sister.
Yeah. Let's talk about that scene.
Yeah, like I think it was dope.
It's dope.
And it's like, obviously, Regina King, she is going to get she has to see her do what she's doing now mm-hmm. in her career is amazing. Because
yeah.
she has She's going to be working and she's going to be relevant for the next 20, 30 years.
I mean, and again, like Regina, like Ghetto Regina.
Ghetto Regina.
I love Ghetto Regina characters. Mm-hmm. Like going back to Boys in the Hood and in this one. So like, you know, like she plays a great Roundaway girl.
She's Riley.
Yeah.
She's a, yeah. Not Riley. She's
both of them.
Oh, she's both of mine.
She's both of them.
Come on, bro.
So she's great. And so the way she poetic kicks justice. The water, the way she kicks the water on the white lady, like uh-huh. we don't even know you.
We don't know you.
Right. Yeah. But it was great. That was a great scene.
And to me, it's like it's a black film and you see white people in it too.
Yeah.
And and they're at like this nice spa having a conversation, mm-hmm. which you would have.
Yeah.
It might not be that loud in real life,
mm-hmm.
but like but they were having this conversation and you got the overbearing sister, you can't tell if she's older or younger. She acts like she's older.
She's but the stuck up.
Yeah.
The uppity.
The kind of super
She's
judgmental.
She's gotta be the big sister.
Yeah.
Because
they about a year or two.
No middle sister would talk to their big sister
right.
the way that she was talking to Stella.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's the
And she was so phenomenal. Suzanne Douglas.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Played that role.
You're going to play Angela Bassett's character, Stella's mm-hmm. older sister.
Yeah.
Just by a year or two.
You got to bring it.
And you got to bring it. And I felt like she always had Stella on her toes.
Yeah.
Always had her on the toes. Like, you have to command, as an actress, you have to be that type of woman to be able to be engaging and commanding enough to have Angela Bassett's character look mm-hmm. like, okay, like frantic all the time.
Yeah.
She did a great job. Suzanne Douglas as Angela was great. Regina King is a young kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Irresponsible a little bit.
Yeah, you know she
got a job. But
she got a job. She got money problems.
Uh huh.
You know, like she's the one. She's like in some families the baby of the family. Obviously. Well, it's interesting because obviously Stella goes to college and you know climbs up the ladder. You know, to be who she wants to be. Her sister might have just married rich,
mm-hmm.
but in order to marry rich, you kind of have to be in a place to meet rich mm-hmm. men. So she probably is college educated. Yeah, as she well.
Probably married her guy, yeah. guy from the crew team and shit like that.
Right.
She went to Stanford. But
Regina King's Vanessa, you know what I mean, went to Hayward.
With the Hayward.
Right.
Like, by way of Laney yeah, College.
Right.
Laney College is transferred up to Hayward.
That's exactly.
Hilarious.
She might have did like a year at Hayward, right?
Right, right,
you
right.
Know? But she got her job and she drives the ambulance,
mm-hmm.
you know. But she has her own strength. What's great about her is even though the sisters are different, and Stella's the one with all the money, Vanessa's got a strength of character,
mm-hmm.
right? And she keeps it 100. She don't play games.
Right.
I need some help with my bills.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to float this, so I'm assuming you got this, right?
Right.
And there was a scene where, I know we're jumping around a lot, but mm-hmm. it's just so much to unpack about this film. We haven't even talked about the relationship between her and Winston yet, Taye Diggs' character. So that's how good the film is.
Yeah.
Because these characters are interesting to me. I'm not only am I in love with the characters between Stella and Delilah, her best friend Whoopi Goldberg's mm-hmm. character, but just her the dynamic and the difference between her and her younger sister,
yeah.
Vanessa, and her older sister, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene where she's coming, she's at Angela's house, and she's like, "Aren't you this scared about you dating this young dude?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Nigga, yes.
Yes.
I'm afraid of this situation." And it kind of shook her sister, like, "Nigga, mm-hmm. you're not making it no better.
Yeah.
I'm not in a fairy tale. I'm not delusional. I know that, but I think that's where I think that's where she realized that Stella is in love with this nigga.
Yeah,
it's not just fun.
Yeah,
it's like she's afraid because she's in love with a person that she don't think she should be in love with.
Right,
that she don't think she's gonna see a future with.
That was such a fantastic scene.
It's a dope scene.
I mean,
a lot of subtext.
And the way that Angela Bassett. Like sighs as she says, like, yes, like you on my head on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you talking about. Yes, I'm worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she sits down and, you know, she puts the shit down and it's just like, yeah, like that dynamic was there. And then like, it smells good. Can I have some of what you cooking?
Right.
Like, you know, like I love you. You're my sister.
At the end, that's crazy how, because it makes Suzanne Douglas' character kind of super, this bitchy,
mm-hmm.
this stuck up, makes her unlikable.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that scene made me fall in love with her character. Like, she just don't know. She married the safe white dude. You know what I'm saying? Because she just wants to be okay. And she's a fearful for her other sisters. And she's more, I feel like she's more on Estella's head than she is on Vanessa's head.
Yeah.
Almost like some jealousy shit.
I almost feel like Angela wants the best for Stella.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to hook her up with the judge.
The judge.
Right? Like, you know, happy to see her when she's out on the movie date.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost kind of like, even though Stella is obviously, it feels like the most successful, her big sister is trying to tell her, and maybe probably her whole life been telling her what she should and should not do.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at a position where, like, Stella's maybe not listening. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that's been the nature of their relationship, but she cares. And even when she kind of like compliments, you know, Winston, he is, you know, listen, he's smart and, you know, he is attractive and, you know, but this still don't make no sense.
This make no sense.
You know, she just, that's her position.
You're a top exec at a investment banking firm.
Mm-hmm.
And did you help build a whole division over there? And you sitting here dating this young man?
In $1 million house.
In $1 million house.
Yeah.
Right? And then see what type of man she was married to before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so this she was with a real dude. And he not a deadbeat. And they don't hate each other.
Right, right.
It's more like he seemed like a solid dude.
He was at the party.
Yeah, kicking it.
Chilling.
Yeah.
He was chilling.
It's cool with the young dude. Didn't make her feel bad about that.
Wasn't bugging.
Okay, like, it's a situation where he was like, bro, we just didn't work.
Yeah, I love that like, it was obvious that, like, that they had moved on,
mm-hmm.
and for years he had been a part of the family. He'd been in that backyard his whole life.
Yeah.
So he's at home.
Yeah, like, chilling.
Know, he's comfortable, and she's actually comfortable with him,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, when he gets to dancing on her for a little bit, the way she got to look at him, like, that's the look that, like we're friends
still
now.
Friends.
There's no issue. Mm-hmm. Our kid is here.
Mm-hmm.
Our son is here. We both care about him. We good.
Guess who's here? Mm-hmm. Dad's home.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Ugh.
Like, and he was coming to the family function, and she and Stella wasn't going to be there. He didn't give a fuck about it. I'm coming to see the family.
I'm in town.
That's how my family is.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, my pops is super close
mm-hmm.
to the family. My mom, I said, my mom's side is, my parents divorced years ago, and my mom is still, my mom lived down the street from my auntie, my dad's brother's wife.
And we'll, you know, pull up and
pull up, hang out. You call your mom, you call your auntie for her birthday?
Yeah.
Me and your Aunt Nancy went to church today.
Yeah, yeah.
You're chilling, you know what I'm saying? So when my pops and my parents divorced, and my dad's brother is checking up on his sister-in-law,
mm-hmm.
his former sister-in-law, what's going on? How you doing? Everything good? You need anything? Super cool.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
hell yeah.
I feel like this movie was dope, and they were still black. It wasn't like a fake black family.
I love it. They
were still... and it felt like they had a cookout in the back, everybody kicking it, chilling. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gaines was there.
Mr. Gaines was there, hitting flies off his forehead.
Mr. Gaines was there.
There was no drama. And the thing is, it don't have to, it can be an engaging ass scene or engaging scenario without the drama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even with between Taye Diggs and Angela Bassett, which, let's get to that character. Yeah. Like, he was in love with her from not really. He thought she was beautiful from the jump. And he's a dude that is just like, man, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
And not only are you beautiful, but I want to know about you.
Yeah.
But you don't want to know about me. He said, I wouldn't have asked if I didn't know. Now, mind you, he was very mature for his age.
Yeah.
But he still was a 20-year-old young man.
So here's what's great. This is a great conversation. I love this movie. Mm-hmm. And again, like, you know, we're not even like hardly breaking the surface on the challenges and issues and everything like that. As I was watching this movie, I was like, is Winston too mature? Right? Like I was asking myself, like, he really isn't an incredible guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this believable? Right? Like, you can see the way I kind of watch movies now, right? Like, but the truth of the... Yeah. Is anybody really like this?
Uh-huh.
But I think as the movie goes on, like, you see the 20-year-old part of him come out
mm-hmm.
when he's playing video games with the mm-hmm. kids, when he's sulking. And so, yeah, I think he's ultimately a really believable character. And I think he's just got island vibes, man. Mm-hmm. He's just chill.
And he's a 20-year-old from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Not a 20-year-old from Oakland.
Yeah. So he doesn't have he doesn't carry stress the way somebody from the States would.
Carefree.
He's carefree. Right? Relax. Like, it is what it is. I'm not worried about young girl, old girl.
No matter how, yeah. Let's say the 3,000 times so we can get it out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just, he's just an island vibe guy who rightfully see, and he tells her, you're the brightest thing I've seen all day. So he was out there. He, mm-hmm. you know, he was out there in the patio and Stella comes by and yeah, he is smitten.
Mm-hmm.
He is smitten and they have fun. Like when she is, when we come up on them dancing, when she shows up at the pajama party
mm-hmm.
before the titties came out,
yeah,
which was great.
Feeling that.
So, hey, give me a drink. Rum punch.
Rum punch. Let me strike.
I love that part. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, this is great. It's a uh-huh. great party. The way she was smiling and laughing and the way that they were dancing, like you could, she felt as light as a feather, right? Like, you mm-hmm. know, and it's that type of connection that like where like shit like this sparks,
mm-hmm.
right? Love spark happens. So it was great. It was organic. It did not feel heavy-handed or rushed. The pacing in this movie, John, yeah. is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Nothing felt weird. Nothing felt like, weird. Wait, man, what?
The way they started dancing, like, because at first they come out and they're kind of, there's this gap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she gets to dancing and
she started.
Yeah.
Trying to warm up to it.
And then he gets too close mm-hmm. and she bugs out or whatever. And
he backs off.
He backs off. And then she puts her hands up and he touches the hand. And like, it's very rare do movies pace that scene out to let it build.
Mm-hmm.
They,
right.
Like they let it build. They mm-hmm. let the ice melt. The director had to be comfortable with going like, listen, your 5 minutes in a movie is valuable.
Yeah.
There's shit that we're going to have to cut, but it's important that we watch these guys magnetically come together.
Because
great.
The title says how Stella got her groove back,
mm-hmm.
which means she doesn't have a groove,
mm-hmm.
which means that she's not in rhythm. Everything is off with
yep.
her.
Yep.
So she just hops right into our relationships or a relationship, but she just hops into this dude's bed or something. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is apprehensive. So he does everything slow. So the movie, like you said, the pacing is so slow because it has to be.
Yeah.
She has to get into her groove. When you get into your groove, it's like shooting a basketball that you ain't shot. You ain't shot in, mm-hmm. in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're shooting, bricking, made a shot, brick the next three, made another shot,
mm-hmm.
brick the next two,
yep.
made another shot, and then another shot, and another shot.
Now I got some rhythm. Then,
I got my groove. I'm yep. getting my groove back. Yep. It takes some time.
Yep.
So, and that's what happened with this film, and I think he knew it. To answer your question about is he too mature, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being 21. This now, she wasn't 40, but she was 30.
Okay.
I was 21, dating a 30-year-old.
Okay.
I remember I was trying to get at her since I was about 20.
Damn,
and
okay.
It took about a year to get her, really get her attention. And then we ended up dating for some time, you know what I'm saying? Like, and she knew I was young. I was in college at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 30 years old.
But you wanted her.
I wanted her bad, bro. Yeah.
See, I don't have any personal experience
dating older women?
I've never dated an older woman.
Really? I've dated older women.
I've never dated an older woman.
I dated older women for years, bro.
Damn, Josh.
Like my even after her was a chick I dated for like from like 2007 to like 2011.
Damn.
And, I was 25 when I met her and she was 37.
Josh.
In a club.
You Winston.
I'm Winston. So to answer your question, now mind you, I wasn't 20, but yeah. I was 21.
Oh, you can I'm relate also, to this movie on a whole
bro,
new
so,
level.
Oh, yeah, bro. And the only reason why we didn't work is because of the age gap.
Okay.
She was done having kids. She had been married. She had 5 children with her husband that she's no longer with anymore. And she wasn't trying to have no more kids. And you know what I'm saying? And I was like, this young, not even 30 yet. They're like, yeah. So, and if up until me and my wife got serious, I was still hang out with her. Not hang out with her, but I would still talk to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's still love, all love. But like, I haven't seen her in years.
That's
but,
fascinating.
Yeah, man. So, that's and this movie came out, obviously years before I met her, but yeah. Like, it definitely, I could relate for sure.
Okay.
And she didn't trip about the age difference as much. And I didn't either. We didn't even bring it up. We knew the difference, though. We knew that. And then I have a sister, bro. It's weird how that happened. I have a sister that's the same age as my the girl I dated.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hold on, you dating how old?
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
What?
Right.
My sister, Tanzania, is 12 years older than me.
Right, right.
And then why does she get into a relationship with a dude that's same age as me? Now, I got twin nieces that are from him and being the same age. And she's 53.
Wow.
And I'm 42.
Yeah.
But so it happens. Definitely happen, and it can work, but also my sister is the type of woman that can pull a nigga that young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's always been the same. She was in the military and stuff like that. And so he probably got her the same way Winston got Estella.
And the thing is, so what I think, everything that you just described makes the movie so believable is normally it's the older guy going after the younger girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that always feels...
I ain't never been into the
other. It always feels wrong.
Yeah.
It always feels bizarre. But when it's the younger guy that is attracted to the older woman, it mm-hmm. almost seems more pure and mm-hmm. more believable,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, because he gets to choose. In this world, whether right or wrong, guys get to choose
true.
Which direction they go for,
right.
Whether it's lateral, whether it's older.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that, like, he's smitten. I believe that Winston is into her.
No, for real.
100%.
He's not trying to just bash and dip off.
No. Yeah. Like I'm 100% bought in. And he makes his mistakes, like when he gets the ice.
Ice.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and doesn't realize, like, oh fuck. Like, you know, we hear this is the smash night.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking it up because I put ice on her back.
Yeah. And he's like,
she's already uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, she's trying to get comfortable. She's made the decision.
She ain't got her groove yet.
Yeah. She made the decision that she's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that scene was great. I just thought, like, I thought it was paced out
beautifully. And this is, right. This is why I feel like he wasn't too mature. And it was really realistic because of when you meet his father.
Yeah.
His father is clearly older than his mom.
Yeah.
And if you see the father, I don't know if people notice this, the way the father looks at Stella mm-hmm. is the same way he looked at Stella.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, graceful.
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a great point.
And like, she's just a beautiful woman, a beautiful individual.
Yeah.
Not just look wise, but just like, he says, oh, my son got it. He understands. And dealing with an older woman, you know you got to come at her different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you ask her to come to the pajama get together tonight. I would love to see you.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to dance with you.
Yeah.
You know
and he wasn't full of shit.
Because think about it, look at him
mm-hmm.
at his age and look at Buddy and
yeah.
and Jack. They and the niggas was pumping and shit like,
yeah.
like
they was wilding.
They was wilding.
Niggas was wild.
And so it goes to show you, I remember I've dated women, not just these two women I talked mm-hmm. about before, but older women, everybody used to act different than the guys my age.
Yeah, more mature.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm still a kid. I'm not a kid, but I'm still a young dude. Mm-hmm. I still be at the clubs dancing. I still date girls my age.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it comes to older women, I've always, at the time, was really into, and I wouldn't even say, like, oh, I need an older chick. I didn't. Mm-hmm. They never took care of me.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. I didn't live off of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even I was broke. But I didn't borrow money from them like that.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
You wasn't looking for another mommy.
Nah, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? I was very self-sufficient. They come to my house, they're like, oh, you live here? Dude?
Right.
Yeah, it's me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't much, but it's me, and it's going to be neat, and you're going to like being here. You're going to feel comfortable.
Yes, it's interesting. Like, there's a whole phenomenon now that, you know, you see it in the headlines every now and then. I'm not making light of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the teachers
Man.
That be smashing
they students.
The students,
yeah.
right? I like And some of these teachers be bad. They be
come on, bro.
they be fun. You know, just yeah. like, but you got to know you're dealing with a guy. What he's incapable of keeping that secret.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, like he's incapable of not telling someone he's smashing Miss Theus.
But there was one where the kids figured it out because the woman is getting jealous, the grown ass woman.
Yeah.
Because she knows there's a little girl in the class that got mm-hmm. a crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girl realized it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I see one situation where the girl kind of spread the information.
Yeah.
Oh, this dude, like, she hating on me.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And so that's what Stella, I think, is because I think the presumption is that if you are an older male or female and you are dating significantly younger than you, it's
age.
Predatory.
Yeah,
right?
True.
So if I'm a 40-year-old guy and I'm dating a 20-year-old girl, like, that's wrong. There's something, mm-hmm. like, the perception is.
Right.
There's something wrong. Like, he just want young girls. He and the young girls.
Yeah.
And she just, and the young girl don't know no better or just want to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
The perception when it's the older woman dating the younger guy, like, that the guy just wants to be mommied and, mm-hmm. you know, and she's... She done turned
I feel
them
they did
out.
A great job mm-hmm. of. I agree with you. They did a great job of showing that he don't have no ulterior motives.
Right.
He just fell.
Yeah.
He fell with love at first sight.
He's not looking for a mom.
He's not looking for mom. He's not looking to smash.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking to. He wants everything.
Yeah.
I want to see you before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come see you. I'm going to come out to visit you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet your son. I want you to meet my parents.
Yeah.
This ain't like, damn, nigga, I'm working at this resort and I'm gonna be smashing these American women.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not what he's trying to do.
Yeah. That wasn't who he was.
Right. And she didn't believe that. She didn't believe that at first. She was mm-hmm. on some like, I don't know what you think this is, but I'm not interested. Yeah. I'm cool. And he was like, I just want to dance with you.
Yeah. I'm feeling you.
Yeah.
And the great part about it is how she the conflict within her all the time. Like, you know, she's having fun and she's enjoying his company and how, like, it seems like they can never quite get mm-hmm. right. Right? Like they'll go for a stretch and things are dope.
Yeah.
And then something will happen and she'll be reminded of, like, this ain't gonna work out. Mm-hmm. This ain't, you know, this isn't. But, man, my man showed up. Every time he needed to show up for them kids, showed up for her at the funeral.
Right.
Showed up at the family, did not shy away from the family.
Bro. I did the whole funeral thing. And yeah. I wasn't trying to manipulate her. I just was like, me and her was another chick. Mm-hmm. Not she was older than me as well, but not that much older than me, but old enough to where, like, you're young. I went to her father's funeral.
Yeah.
And she didn't expect me to be there at all. We just happened to have mutual people that knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a coworker that grew up with her across the street from her, didn't know it. I mean, didn't know that at all. She was like, I don't even know how we found out. I guess the girl I was dating knew I was working here.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, my homegirl works there.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, you know such? So yeah. Mm-hmm. And I found out that her father had passed.
Did you know her father?
No, never met her father.
Okay. But you showed up to support.
I showed up to her funeral,
mm-hmm.
To his funeral.
Did she see you?
Yeah,
okay.
And she didn't expect to see me at all.
Yeah.
She never told me. But so
that's the type of shit that make a woman fall in love with you.
True. And of course, man, I wouldn't. And we was cool, and we still cool, but we still cool. Like, I'm the type of dude. I don't fall out with chicks. You know what I'm saying? If it don't work, it don't work. I'm more like the how my parents were. My parents, they divorced. And they were still cool after that.
Yeah, I mean, you're a real one. I think we've established that. But still, that. If it were a game, that would be a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Like you show up for somebody's funeral.
Yeah.
Somebody's parents' funeral.
Right.
When you really care.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, you know, like when you have real.
Right.
You know, and when people show up for you like that, unsolicited,
mm-hmm.
like you're so open and vulnerable and emotional that somebody that shows up for you. When you didn't ask them to, that should mean something.
Nah.
Right? Like, you know, and I think especially where she was, that's her best friend. You know, the only person we really see her have any love for, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, she had love for her sisters and stuff like that. But, like,
But that's a little like
and he was there.
She's closer to that woman,
100%.
Delilah, than she was to her sisters.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that he showed up, you know, and I think after that, did he move in after that?
He came, he did. He moved in and he caught her crying one night.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
And he came and helped her with that. Like he showed up there. He showed up at, with her workspace
yeah.
in the back. Like he's a dude that's been paying attention to her. He's doing everything that he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And their struggle with it is the age difference. She still wasn't letting go. And I understand. Honestly, bro, I couldn't imagine being 40 and be dating a chick that's 20 years old.
Yeah.
I right now, bro, I'm 42, bro.
You pop like, a bear. You know what I mean? That's sugar daddy. Like, there'd be nothing for me to do but smash.
Right. That's it. And if she was talking about wanting a relationship with me, I'm like, by the time you're 40, I'm gonna be 60. What are you talking about?
And the smash, to be honest with you, I'm candid, right?
Uh-huh.
If I'm a 40-year-old smashing a 20, I'm not even really enjoying myself. Because I'm like, and you get like you getting this version. You know what I mean? Like, you know, now like it's different, like The love that I make to my wife is significantly different because we are married and we are in love and we have had, you know, over 10 years to find compatibility sexually.
Right.
But like, and I am like the best love, man, I'm being super candid, but the best love making I've ever done in my life, I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think of regret of all them chicks that I was smashing. I was like, you didn't get the best version.
You didn't even get the real.
You got the JV guy. like you got the version you before I made varsity, right?
Uh-huh.
And so to be 40 smashing a 20-year-old, like it just feels like
it's an imbalance.
Pedophiles do.
It's an imbalance.
It feels like, you know, like it's wrong of me to be doing this to you.
Uh-huh.
You don't know no better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, so it's odd. It's odd. But to find love in it.
Right.
Interesting. And not impossible.
Right. So yeah, it definitely, I can see it work. And I think this movie shows that this can work. Now here's the thing.
It tried so hard not to.
Huh?
Like it tried not.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And there was a point in time where I wish he. One thing in this movie I wish he had was a homeboy. We never got our brother or a sister, or we never got
or a conversation with his dad.
A conversation with his dad to see what he felt.
Mm-hmm.
Other than what we see, what he says to her. What does he say when she's not around? We never get to see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I would think about this film that I would want to wish they would have put in there.
Yeah.
Like when someone says, bro, when you're 40 years old, when you're her age, she's going to be 60.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to still be attracted to her, in love with her then?
Yeah.
And I can hear him saying, hey, bro, I'm going to be in love with her regardless because of who she is, not what she looks like.
Right.
So that can still work too.
And I think the way... Like, when he decides to leave at the end, it's almost kind of like I want to grow up to be the version of myself that could marry you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to medical school.
Yeah.
I need to grow up.
Right.
Right? Like you can't love this version of me, so I'm going to leave and become the one that you would have married.
And that's the man, because he asked her to marry him. And he was 20 years old. She was 40. And she said, let me think about it.
Yeah.
And then weeks go by and she hasn't brought it up. And he gets upset about it.
Yeah.
He gets in his feelings and he gets upset about it. And he realized, damn, you tripping, bro. Like, you can't make this woman marry you. Mm-hmm. And you're in love with her and she's in love with you. But, like, I feel like most women, most people in his situation, You have the upper hand. You're the person that's not ever going to feel like you're too old for the person.
Yeah.
But she feels like that way already.
And what I love about that is they make love and they're in their heads the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like afterwards, right? So like, you know, she walks in the shower on him and, you know, he gets to washing his back and they make love. And you could tell that, like, it's the first time that we've seen them not, like, connected. Mm-hmm. She's staring off, and it's not. And at first, I was just like, are they just kind of like, was it so good that they're just in like post sex, like euphoria? But because the camera lingers again, the way it lingers, the way this thing moves,
the pace
is slow.
Yeah.
You realize that that's not what's happening. That like he's thinking about this is not going to work. She's thinking about this is not going to work. Maybe they're both thinking about the sex won't keep us, because the very next scene is them going, we need to talk. We need to have a conversation. And this is where they make the conversation to split. It's just like, and you get to see, this is what makes this a good movie, is you get to see all of this happen.
Yeah.
They don't leave you to guess. Or right. fill in the blanks.
Right.
They're telling you the story, and you know where these characters are.
Right.
So when they go to this scene and they go, we need to talk, you already know why. Mm-hmm. Because of what you've just seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what's just transpired. It's just like beautiful movie making.
It's a
great storytelling.
Yeah, bro. It's there's not a scene. Well, what I thought was a little, if I had to critique it, I'm going to tell you a scene I didn't really appreciate. The mom being so rude.
Yeah.
Winston's mom being so rude and being so disrespectful. And then Winston not checking her.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I understand it's your parents. But, like, for example, my wife treats her mom differently than I treat my mom. I'll tell my mom if I'm unhappy with something.
Yeah.
And My wife doesn't, their relationship is different. Like, she'll tell her how she feels in some way, but it's a very light way of feeling. Like, I'll tell my mom, nah, that's crazy. You sound crazy, mama.
Yeah.
With love. And this is my mom. At one point in time, my mom was the warden. And she was I listened to my mom. I still listen to my mom. Like, me and my mother aren't peers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm the man that my mom confides in.
Yes.
So if my mom had something to say about the woman I chose, now here's the thing. I won't have to, like, I'll yell at her. I mean, I still got a father that's her husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I can tell her, mom, what you won't do is, you didn't raise me this way, so I'm not going to allow you to act this way in front of the company. Like, there's a certain type of couth and grace that you have, even in your disapproval.
Here's what's interesting.
But you're not going to disrespect the lady I bring over here to meet you. This is my girlfriend.
It's interesting. Sons and daughters, mothers and sons, right? I have the same kind of relationship with my mother. My mother respects me. Seeks my counsel.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So because of that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the relationship that we have is one that I can be very direct and specific.
Right.
Because she's not mommy.
Right.
And I'm not little Tony.
Right.
Like, you know, this is Tone, this is mom. We kind of have that conversation. I imagine the relationship I will have with my daughters, they will always be my little girl. Right? Even the day I walk them down the aisle, that will always be my little girl. That's always going to be my baby girl. The one piece of the puzzle that we don't have is we don't know what it's like to be the mother of a son. Right?
True.
And so that perspective, so the way the mom responded to Stella is something that we haven't tapped into. And it could be like, that's always going to be my little boy.
True.
And my little boy is, and the fact that we all perceive somebody your age dealing with somebody like him, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You and can't be
and
trusted.
She is Jamaican. And she is like, she's like, they might be like, no, that's wrong. You crazy?
Right.
I'm not holding my tongue.
I think she's protective. Like, here's what's interesting. You know, let's say you have a daughter. And she's a senior in high school and she's dating somebody that you feel like is wrong for her. Maybe you just don't like the cut of his. Are you the type, do you think you'll be the type of dad to like go to him and be like, you need to stop messing with my daughter? If you come around here again, it's going to be me and you. Or are you going to be the kind of dad that goes like, it's her life? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, where do you think you would net in that situation?
I wouldn't go to him. I would go to her.
Right. And if she still decided to stay with the guy, would you just be like, I set my piece. It is what it is.
I got questions.
Yeah.
Because I would express why I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And why the things he has done or said or behaved in a way that makes me, for me to be like, this is why I don't like him. And this is why I don't think he's good for you. And you guys aren't good for each other. I'm logical. I'm not like, nah, I don't like him. You're gonna have to stop dating him. Mm-hmm. Like, is she grown?
Yeah.
Even if she's 20 or 21, if she don't live in my house no more, I can't tell you what to not do.
I can
tell you
moms,
what I feel about it. Yeah. I can tell you this is how, and because I can put my hands on them if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't necessarily think that. So moms are a little different. They're a little bit more aggressive.
That's what I
verbally
think. Like, I think moms are more protective of their cubs
mm-hmm.
than dads are. Right. Like, you know, like we have this myth about shotgun dads and, you know, and I got the shotgun. But every dad knows that eventually he's going to have to let his girl go.
Right.
We all know this.
That's
right?
The logic in this.
It's an inevitability.
Mm-hmm.
So despite all that shotgun shit, like, we know that they're not ours forever. The hope is that
they choose wisely.
They choose wisely. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that we sometimes, and movies don't always do this, see the perspective of a mom when it comes to her little boy, a mom and her cubs. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, just going to the animal kingdom, like, you know, the lionesses protect them fucking cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Winston's mom sees Stella, I think her instinct is to be like, I'm protecting my kid. I'm not fucking with you. I can't give you the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to get to know you. You're not. I'm protecting my baby. I can't take no chances. So you don't show you a year younger than me, right? Like, and you fucking with my kid. Nah, I'm not with it.
I get that. Now, here's the thing. Fast forward to me being a father and a daughter that's 20 and her boyfriend is a year younger than me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, fam.
I couldn't.
Bro, I'm not going to threaten you or nothing like that. That don't make no sense. Because a real man, no, you can't threaten no man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, unless you're going to really want to go there. You can say, bro, what's going on? Like, what do you see in my daughter? Like, she's 20.
That's a nightmare of a situation to be in.
She's half your age, bro.
That's
like,
a nightmare of a situation to be in.
So I automatically think that, honestly, if a man's 40 and he's dating a chick that's 20, seriously,
mm-hmm.
if he beats her down, that's different. But like, if he's in a relationship with a 20-year-old young woman,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, what are you? We always thought this dude.
Yeah.
We always thought that, I'm going to keep it 100, and I hope I ain't offending nobody, but mm-hmm. when we was in high school, I graduated in high school, and then now we a year or 2 years out, mm-hmm. and one of the homies is hanging around the high school.
Yeah. It's just lame behavior.
He's 19, and this chick's 17.
A lame behavior.
And I'm like, them is weirdos.
They're weirdos. You know what I'm weirdos. Saying?
Doesn't mean you're a bad person, but there's something. There's a reason why. When I was 18, first of all, I was 17 when I graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. I was 17 in college.
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking of my high school girls no more.
No,
nah.
Like it's like, oh, you can't. And again, with the thought is you can't catch nothing your own age. And since you can't catch nothing your own age, you're going to, you know, be impressive. I remember I dated a girl that was significantly younger than me
mm-hmm.
once.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I was a year after college and I was, you know, my house, people coming through my house all the time. I had a homeboy that used to come by and he had a little sister. And the little sister was bad. Mm-hmm. Like, she was, like, ridiculous. And she used to come with him by to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
You would be hanging out the house, drinking, watching movies and shit like that. She used to always come through. And I remember one time she came through like by herself. Like, she just kind of like called. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm in the area. Like, can I come through? Okay. She came through. And I told him afterwards, I said, listen, you need to stop bringing your sister around here. You know what I mean? Like, you mm-hmm. know, like, there's grown men here. And she's like wading into grown man waters, somebody's gonna fuck your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And so that gap was a warning that, like, listen, she's too young for this. Now, if there were like high school guys, I mean, college guys, and we were going to like Taft basketball games, you know, that type of stuff. Like, that's that kind of like predatory behavior.
Nah,
that's just like it's weird. So yes, I think until you like if I'm thinking about the conversation that you might have to have, like if your daughter was 20 and a 40-year-old guy is her boyfriend or wants to be her boyfriend, I can't imagine what to do in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's like my worst nightmare. Man. Because you're right. Like, you have to be careful how you talk to another man. You can't threaten another man. But then in my mind, I'm like, he's only here to smash my daughter.
Because she's 20.
Because she's 20.
Young, and don't know no better.
And I can't imagine a scenario where you and I could ever be friends.
Right.
Right? Like, even like even if you're a stand-up guy, despite all of this, it'll never be a situation where I'm like, what up, Steve?
What's going on?
The 40-year-old just smashing my 20-year-old. So I think that, like, even though I think the movie does a great job of everybody kind of having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stella's sister is having that conversation with her, right? Winston's mom is having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Even she's having that conversation with Whoopi Goldberg's character.
Yeah.
And so they're all talking about it like, this is odd. This is weird. But despite it, they somehow find love.
Hey, I will say this. They do a great job of showing the reason why she fell in love with this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Took care of her.
Him 20 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
I can still see. I would have to see that.
Yeah.
If a dude was like, bro, I've never dated a woman, a young lady this age, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your daughter came at me, and I believe that because my brother, 15 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he came back from a pool party, and he was telling me, man, he said, man, I met this girl, bro. My brother's 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
I said, I met this girl, man, about 6'2", like 6'2". Beautiful ass girl, bro.
Yeah.
She on my head. She 22 years old.
Mm.
At this time, my brother's, he's 15 years older than me. I'm older than this girl. I'm like 2 years older than her.
Right, right.
So he's like 17 years older than her.
Damn.
And she see him at the beach. And she honks. Gets out of the car. She with her girls at her little Jeep.
Yeah.
My brother looked like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People always say he look like Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? She getting out of, hey, how you doing? What's your name? My name is Danielle. Oh, I said her name. Hopefully, she ain't. Oh, I ain't put you on black. You don't know what Danielle is.
Right, right, right.
And he like, hey, girl, how old are you? She said, I'm 22. He was like, I'm 37.
Yeah.
She was like, eh?
This is crazy. Like,
nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
So long story short, she find him face. It's L.A., so it's big, but you can find out.
You can find
him. Everybody
know
my brother in the way. Mm-hmm. Like, my brother. Almost everybody, it's weird how they're like, hey, your brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ran into people all over in the comedy and in the work world.
Right.
And people like, hey, man, like my homeboy's wife, she's like, you man's little brother. I said, yeah, how you know my brother? Yeah, mm-hmm. I grew up with man.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother's been around, you know what I'm saying? With the Central High School.
People gonna find him.
Yeah, people know who he is. And he's tall, you know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, she's on him, messaging him, Facebook and all that stuff.
On him.
Yeah. And he's just uncomfortable with it. Not like on some, like he's attracted to her, but he's like, man, I can't see myself.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. And she's like, what's up? Can we go out? Can we go somewhere and meet? And so he's trying to put her on me. And that's when she got mad.
Yeah.
He's trying to introduce her to me. Like, I got a little brother. She was like,
I don't give a fuck,
it's crazy because me and her cool now.
Yeah, right.
Me and her cool. Like, it's a small world. Like, we know mutual people. So mm-hmm. when she introduced, this is before I was Big Jai and before I was doing any of this. This is over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We me and her both, I'm 24 and no. No. Yeah, I'm like 24, 25, and she's like 23, 24.
Yeah.
20, and she's a couple years younger than me. And, We never dated, but she said your brother trying to put me on you, and you cool and all.
But that's not what I want.
That's not what I.
That's not
saying?
What I ordered.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but like, I get it. How he's not that. I'm not the kind of dude. I'm not dating no girl 15, 20 years younger than me.
What would you do if? And again, because a lot of what this movie deals with is perception, right? Mm. So we meet, you know. Pre-production, we're getting ready to start this podcast.
Yeah.
And you find out that, like, my wife is 22 years old. Right?
Uh-huh.
You have to feel some way about me. Right?
I would think, for sure.
You would have to.
I'd be like...
Now, would you fit? The question is could you still do business with me? Could you still, you know, could we find rapport? Could we find friendship? But if like you found out like, yo, man, like Tone's wife is 22 years old. I think like the relationship that I have with you, the relationship that I have with your wife and anybody in there where everybody's going to know, that's kind of creepy.
I would have to know you more. I would say this, because 20 years is a huge difference. I just found out one of my boys who's like, he's almost late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
His girl is 31. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
That's okay.
The nigga looks 31.
Right.
He literally, like, you would not believe his age.
Yeah.
He's older than me by 5 years, and I look older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a shorter guy. He's in better shape. He looks like he could pass for between 30 and 40. Yeah. He don't even look 40.
Right, right.
But he's 47. His girl is young. She's 31. Mm-hmm. That's a little different. My dad was 11 years older than my mom.
That's a grown woman.
He was 44. She was 33 when they had me.
I think like—
That's a little different than 41, 44, and 24.
Once you get past 30, you know, shit, once you get past 25, like at a certain point, yeah, you get into age ain't nothing but a number.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach that territory. And so— So I think it isn't the age gap, but it's where it aligns on the timeline.
Exactly.
Right? So you can be 40 dating a 30, and that's A-OK. I got no problem with that. But when you're 40 dating 20, like 20 is just like 2 years removed from high school.
Right, bro. That's crazy. Like
you're 2 years removed from prom.
Is it? I don't think it's weird. The name, the number wise, yeah, but sometimes you could be 60 and look like you 48.
True.
And you could be dating the person that's 40.
True.
Like 40 and 60.
That works.
I ain't tripping.
That works.
I said, oh, is she a little older?
Not a problem.
Older? You know what I'm saying?
Not a problem. I mean, like, I imagine, like, if I was to get divorced from my wife and I'm 44 now.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see myself dating anyone younger than 30.
I agree. I get that. If a chick was 30 years old, you'd be like,
okay. And I was alive before there was the internet and cable. So it's going to be hard for me to find things to talk to with a person that was, that didn't have the same life currency. Like somebody that's like, almost like 5 to 10 years younger than you, like still is a part of your generation.
Mm-hmm.
So you still know, like you still know the same acts, songs. And
some people are like, yeah, you watch that show? You only like 32.
Yeah,
I was 12. You was 24 watching it. I was 12 watching it.
But we're still watching the same show.
Yeah, we have rapport. Yeah.
Versus like if I was dating a girl and she was like, yeah, I grew up on Hannah, Montana. I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Right. Like
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, but if she was like, I was young, but I was watching The Living Color. You know what I mean? Or I was young, or I was watching Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
so I was 12 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
He was 22.
But there's a gap. There's a gap there.
Right.
But I think, you know, like again, kind of taking it back to the movie, I think they did a great job navigating all of these different issues.
Yes.
I love the way it ended.
I love the way it ended. And here's the thing. They went back and forth so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left, I was like kind of relieved. When I first saw the movie, I said, cool. They don't need to be together anyhow. The age difference.
Yeah.
And then she pulled up to the airport. Was like, bro, would you try going to Stanford for med school?
Yeah. You're
staying here?
Yeah.
I love you and I want to be with you.
I was
like, okay, you know what? Let that happen. Let that ride. You know what I'm saying? The son loves him. The son he's more like a big brother to the son.
Yeah.
But the way he treats him, he can, you know what I'm saying? Listen. The father, the ex-husband was cool with him. The son loves him.
Everybody's straight.
Yeah.
When the son comes up to him and goes, can I talk to you, man to man? And then when Winston goes, yeah, because there's no kids here. See, that's respect. That's wisdom on Winston. I tell you, there's a master class in acting that Angela Bassett does. And the masterclass in directing. You know where I'm going with this movie in terms of my rating. It's a wide shot as Winston leaves in the cab. And you never get close to Stella to see her face, facial expressions, to see her emotions. And she emotes everything with her body movements, with the physical acting, from the way she waves, she grabs the mail out of the mailbox, the way she walks back and she's in the threshold, the way she leans on the
door.
Doesn't close the door. She leans on the counter. She's stomping her foot, her leg, you know.
Kicking herself.
And it's just like, all of that acting without no words and no facial expressions, just body movements. She embodied the torment and the struggle and the wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, it does not get any fucking better than that. That's crazy. Like, it doesn't. And again, like, and I'm watching this and I love the story. And I'm like, I'm getting treated to what I love about great movies. I've got a good story, an interesting story. I've got interesting characters. I've got phenomenal acting. I've got great directing.
Yes.
I've got great, cinematography. And it's just perfect, man.
And they don't make it easy. This is not an easy relationship.
No.
Ain't no, and it's not like she caught him looking at a younger girl. That's the tip. That's the easy. That's easy. It's just writing, okay, well, he struggles with dating a woman his age or dating a woman that's so much older than him, but he really loves her, so he decides to just accept it and settle. No. Their struggle is just internal. It's just stuff that happens. Yeah. Like, I asked you to marry me, and you said you don't know. I'm in love with you. What else? What more do I have to do? Right. I supported you in everything.
Right.
I love your kid. You know what I'm saying? I come to your events.
Mm-hmm.
You met my parents. I met your people. Like, I'm here.
This movie does so many awesomely fantastic subtle things. His ring is a humble ring.
Humble ring.
The ring that he gives her is basically a band. It's a metal band. When they go to the movies, everybody in the theater is younger than Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're all laughing because it's built for their, kind of like generation.
Mm-hmm.
The slight discomfort that Stella feels when the young girls walk past her,
she looks at him to see if he looking at her.
Yeah. And it's just, and they're checking him out. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it is, it's great.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go to some awards, man.
We got to get up out of here, man. Phenomenal situation. MVP, man. MVP is, man. MVP is tough. There's so many dope characters in here. But MVP is a tie between Winston and Delilah.
Okay.
Yeah. Delilah is what has her breaking her ice. Mm-hmm. Helps her get her groove back before she even meets Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to say, damn, that's a tough one. Stella did her thing too,
mm-hmm.
but she needed counsel.
Yeah.
To get to where she was at.
Yeah.
And Delilah was her counsel. So I'll give her Delilah. Delilah's the MVP and or Winston.
Yeah.
So if I got to choose.
Damn, it's tough. This is tough because if Winston isn't who he is, they don't make it.
They'll make it.
And so even though this movie is about Stella and even though Angela Bassett is amazing.
Yes.
I think Winston is the MVP.
He's the MVP.
Because he's the one, if anybody else is different, if he's different in any way, this whole thing falls apart.
Right?
Right? He's as good as he can be in order to which Anne was willing to walk away,
mm-hmm.
which is dope.
MVP for sure.
Yeah, LVP.
LVP. LVP.
For me,
who?
It's the nigga Buddy.
All me. All
that's
me,
where you're
bro.
Going.
I'm looking at him right now. Yeah. Barry Shabaka Henley.
Yeah, yeah.
I said Buddy, bro.
Buddy.
Bless his heart.
Man.
He didn't have to be, but he's the least valuable. He's valuable. He has some value.
He didn't, but first of all, I'm sure that Jack smashed Delilah.
Yeah.
So Buddy got no cake.
No cake.
No cake.
At all. And he wearing thongs and shit, too.
Stripped to his thong.
And still got no cakes.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
And he didn't even have the game.
He had nothing.
I said, bro, you gotta know what type of woman you're dealing with, bro, yeah. and approach her differently, bro. Yeah. As a young dude, I knew when I come at such and such, I gotta come this way.
Yeah.
When I come at such and such, I know she kind of liked me a little bit, so it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her, I don't know if she likes me yet.
Yeah.
Or I know she likes me, but I know that she ain't with the bullshit. And I be with the bullshit over most of the time. I know when to approach her, I got to put that bullshit to the side.
She was out of his league
his entire life.
His entire life. He never had a shot.
Right.
Even on the best version of him, never had a shot with Stella.
And the fact that he's a former NFL player, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Jack, yes.
Yeah.
Jack looked like he could.
Jack looked like he
played tight end or linebacker, yeah, or receiver.
With a leather helmet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But right. buddy, unless he's a kicker.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Before we get to the awards, for me, this is the signature Angela Bassett performance. For me, this is number one. If I have to rank Angela Bassett's performances,
damn,
this is number one.
Over What Love Got to Do with It?
I put What Love Got to Do with It as number two.
Okay.
Right? Like, number one, she just does so much incredible shit in this movie. And I love What's Love Got to Do with It. She was fantastic in that. But for me, this is my...
Waiting to Exhale?
One.
Mm-hmm.
One. To me, this movie, she was amazing.
Uh-huh.
She looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
She was awesome. And I loved her in What's Love Got to Do with It. Mm-hmm. But for me, this is number one.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is this is also the most likable character Taye Diggs has ever played. Right? Normally, like, if
Roland,
like,
was a little
this
different.
Isn't his like best performance, you know, for
how for, good was his Jamaican accent? All the Jamaicans that Roger
enough.
It was good enough.
Yeah, it was good.
Wagwan.
Enough.
Wagwan.
Wagwan.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like Harper, right? Like, you know, okay. Like, I don't like any of the other kind of characters.
Roland?
I don't like Roland.
You don't like him?
I don't like
I get it, though.
Winston is more likable than Roland. Sure. Like, so for me, this movie is awesome because it's Stella's best performance.
What about Brown Sugar?
He's kind of a buster there as well. You know, loses his wife.
My divorce.
But yeah, you know,
he marries the wrong chick anyhow too.
And had his bitch knocked. You know what I mean?
You know. By what's his name?
Richard Lawson.
Richard Lawson. Yeah.
So yeah. So
This movie fits, bro. And yeah. and thing is, this movie, I'm a film guy, so this movie, this is probably not the target audience for men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I liked this movie even when it came out back in the day.
Yep.
And this movie came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
But I also looked at her like, oh man, she's crazy.
I could not appreciate this movie until now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I liked it for sure. But
I didn't love the way she looked in it.
I liked the way she looked, but as a grown man now, mm-hmm, looking back, because probably last time I seen this movie was probably like 2002. Maybe like somebody's DVD.
It's not the movie I watched. It's not, yeah. I put Stella in.
I'm not going to do that. But like, I have, like, I really enjoyed this movie. Like, I really enjoyed watching it. And I just really appreciated the care. Because even like, so at first I was like, I've got a nitpick. Because I don't have a nitpick yet. Right? Like, I'm watching the whole movie. And I was like, how the hell Stella get to the airport?
I was going to mention that, bro.
Yeah.
You have an answer for that?
Because the radio...
Hey, mm-hmm, the writers.
Yes.
And I said, it's super subtle.
It's subtle.
If you take the 101, mm-hmm, you're going to be in traffic. He on that 101.
He on the 101.
You
got to
take that 180. The 80.
Yep.
80 freeway or the 280. I forget what it was when they said. Mm-hmm. She knew it.
She knew that.
He ain't from there. He taking a taxi.
It makes sense that the cabbie wants to keep the meter running.
That bread.
Yeah. You know, to get. And so, and by the time we get to that, I was like, see?
When she showed up before that, I said, oh, because she took the under route. She took the quicker way.
She knew how to get there. You know, she or she heard the news report before she left the crib or whatever. But like, and I was just like, see, they did not, you know.
Just make you just disbelieve all kinds
of. Fuck up on the details.
They didn't just make shit happen.
They didn't just make shit happen.
Going back to last week in Stella, I mean, in the
Two Can Play That
Game. If they explained it super subtle and effective a way to see mm-hmm. why they ended up at the same club at the same time at the mm-hmm. end of the film. Mm-hmm. It could be like, maybe they homegirls did that. Maybe Tony
right.
and
right.
and they got them back together by, mm-hmm. and meet me here, meet me there. And then they show up, neither one of the friends are there, but they're there together. That would make more sense. And yeah. it's realistic.
Yeah.
But yeah, this does show up coincidentally at the same place.
Yeah. And just, like I said, like, they didn't make shit happen. So.
Right.
Awards.
Awards. Five.
Five.
Easy, fast.
Five.
Five. I would love to read the script mm-hmm. to see how they make this happen on paper. The acting, the actors, the direction, the story, yep. the little dude, and the relationship. They made a point to. He had a relationship with the boy. The yes. boy. The boy was a character that a supporting character. He wasn't just a fill-in.
Right.
They could have made her a single mom, or they could have made her a single woman. No, not even a mother. But they made him. They made her have a son.
Yeah.
And that son was an important part of the plot.
Mm-hmm. This is. So they have it categorized as a rom-com.
It's crazy.
You know, I get it. You know, it wasn't a ton of chuckles.
Because of Whoopi Goldberg, I guess.
Yeah. This is not my favorite black rom-com.
Oh, no.
But I think this is the best.
Ooh.
I think this is the best.
Well, because it's not really a comedy, I can't give it that.
I get it. Whatever this is, it's the best of in its genre. Like, this movie is better than Wedding to Exhale.
Yes.
Pound for pound, better than Wedding to Exhale.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a different movie than Brown Sugar. This movie is better than Love Jones. And Love Jones is a great movie. I just love everything about this movie, Ja.
Is Wedding to Exhale. Is How Stella Got a Groove Back better than Love Jones? Mm-hmm. What do y'all think?
Yeah. And if we can, I don't know if this is possible. It was a hell of an ass. But like, let's say you prefer one story over the other, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So let's say we could somehow remove story. Or we set the scale that story is equal.
Mm-hmm.
That we're just going to keep them equal. In terms of like acting, shot selection, music, you know, pacing, character development. Like, I just feel like How Stella.
Yeah.
If
you say it like that, better developed story, better spread. Yeah.
You know, if I just kind of.
There's more pieces to it.
Yeah. It's just like.
I wonder how long Love Jones is compared to how Stella is, because mm-hmm. Stella is 2 hours and 4 minutes, right. And that could be a reason why.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, I wonder how long Love Jones is.
Yeah. An hour and 50 minutes.
Oh, not that much difference.
Yeah.
Not that much difference.
That
could be, because my thing, if you have longer time to spread, tell the story, that would make, and at this point, it's like a 15-minute difference.
Right. But that's why, I think there's been a couple movies that we talked about that was just like, they wasted no scenes. They wasted
no scenes.
There's
here.
No waste.
The movie needed to happen.
There's no waste here. Like, zero waste.
I'm gonna watch Love Jones. And How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Because I think because it's not a traditional love story, people forget about How Stella Got Their Groove Back. I think these other films are like Brown Sugar or Love Jones or even to a certain extent The Best Man. I think because people see themselves as those characters, those movies have gotten more rotation. And more play, and so they've kind of become beloved because you could say, you know, oh, you're like a Quentin, or I'm like such and such. But I think that in terms of How Stella Got Their Groove Back, I just think in just terms of film, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah,
it's a dope movie.
I agree.
Yeah,
best rom com of all time is still Boomerang.
Yeah, Boomerang. Boomerang. You're right. Yeah.
But Stella, that's a real rom-com.
That's a real rom-com.
I feel like this is a romantic drama.
Yeah. So in terms of romantic drama, this is better than Jason's Lyric.
Ooh,
Love Jones is a romantic drama.
Yes.
This is better than Love Jones. yes. in my opinion.
Yeah, right? yeah, yeah.
And I love Love Jones. It's not knocking Love Jones.
But one thing I love about Love Jones is the people are all real.
Yeah.
Everybody there, you know these... Everyone's character is a human being that you know before, for mm-hmm. sure. You have them mm-hmm. in your family. You grew up with them.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is perfect. Nothing is... And they're not rich.
Mm-hmm.
They're not... one thing I love about Love Jones that's different from... I should have brought it up in To Complete That Game is these people seem real. Like, yep. regular jobs.
Yep.
She's staying with her friend. And
mm-hmm.
and she's not an exec that's great at everything. And... Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it's not a fairy tale
right.
world.
Right.
It's a real world.
That's and so that's why like again, you and I both agree that Love Jones is of a high caliber. I just feel like there's just some details. There's some care that they took with this film.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautifully paced, beautifully shot.
Half the movie's filmed in Jamaica, man. Yeah. Shit fire.
And shout out to Montego Bay.
Montego Bay, man.
Yeah, man. Rum Punch. Five Black Fists.
This bro.
This is of the 70-some odd movies we've watched.
Yes.
This is really high on my list.
High on it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
High on the list, man. High on the list, for sure.
The movie lover in me loves this movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a movie lover's movie.
Yeah.
For sure. How Stella got her groove back, y'all. That's it for the episode. I'm your host, Big Jai, along with my co-host.
Winstone.
Man, go watch the film, How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Yeah, man.
And let me know if you rock with it like we do. And yeah, and if you think the hot takes that brother Winstone had,
mm-hmm.
If y'all have the same takes, let me know, man.
Can't wait.
Check us out next time, man, on Blackbusters, man. The best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, man.
In the world, man. I'm out of here, man. Be good or be good at it. Love life to the max.
Blackbusters.